It's perhaps especially appropriate that the topic which we are going to discuss, religious observance of the Six-Day War, occurs just shortly before Purim. Because as you know, there's... Because as you know, there is a relationship, quite obviously, between Purim, which is a Chag D'Rabbanan, or Yom Tov D'Rabbanan, and the question of some sort of observances of the Six-Day War. It's a very interesting comment that's made in the Gemara Megillah on the words, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, which we say, if I'm not mistaken, on Friday evening, Ro'u Afsei Ha'aretz Es Yeshuas Elokeinu, that all of the ends of the earth saw the Yeshua, the salvation, the help of Hashem. And the Gemara says, Amosai Ro'u, when did all of the ends of the earth see the Yeshuas Hashem? B'mei Mordechai v'Esther, in the time of Mordechai and Esther. And the significance behind this is as follows. In the Pasuk you have three things pointed out. First thing, Ro'u, they saw. Secondly, who saw? Namely, the Afsei Aretz. And lastly, what they saw, which was Yeshuas Elokeinu. At the time of Purim, we found first that people saw. They saw that there was something extraordinary that occurred. The fact that Haman was destroyed, the fact that the Jews were victorious, the world recognized as something which was extraordinary. Secondly, who saw it? Afsei Aretz. The people who were like Ephes, Ephes, as you know, is the word for zero, of the people who are perhaps remote from seeing things in extraordinary fashion, the people who are the apathetic, the lackadaisical, the disinterested, even they could recognize that something extraordinary occurred. And lastly, what did they see? That Yeshua Elokeinu, this extraordinary factor, was something which was a Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was a help from the Ribbono Shel Olam. This then was a part of the miracle of Purim. The fact that there was wide recognition, or as Chazal say, that Purim was Yom Kippurim, that Yom Kippur is like Purim in the sense that, because in Purim there was a spiritual renaissance, the fact that all of the Jewish people received encouragement, were strengthened in their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in their worship of Torah. And in our own day, we find that the same phenomena is true to a degree. We see this role. Everyone is wondering about the Six-Day War and how it could have occurred. And this is true of even those who are secularists. Those who, the axiologists of our own time, people who are accustomed to looking at things through material eyes and not spiritual eyes. And I think we're at the stage of the problem where it's the recognition that Yeshuas Elokeinu, the recognition that this miraculous event or this extraordinary event can only be explained by recognizing that we are the Am Hashem and we are under His Hashgacha and under His particular and special protection. From the other side, we might also say that we have a concern about showing that this event was one of Yeshuas Elokeinu. And in a sense, our gathering here tonight is perhaps concerned with the second one, namely, whether how we can show to ourselves and to the world in a meaningful way that this event was indeed Yeshuas Elokeinu. Our speaker tonight is perhaps extraordinarily able, not perhaps, but is definitely an extraordinary position to be able to discuss the topic. First, because of the fact that his name also is Mordechai, and the ness of our own day, like the ness then, happened b'mei Mordechai. But more important so, because our speaker, like Mordechai, of the story of Purim, is one of the Roshe, in a sense, the Roshe Sanhedrin Bizman Hazer. That, well, though we don't have a Sanhedrin, but in terms of the esteem that we hold for him, and that is held for him by the world of Torah, he is indeed one of the Roshe Sanhedrin Bizman Hazer. It is therefore my distinct privilege to call upon Harav Gifter to speak to us on the topic of the day.
Thank you, Rabbi Rabinowitz Lipman. I only want to point out I don't have too much in common with Roshe, Naposh Teri, that has the privilege of teaching Torah. It's a great privilege with which I'm quite happy. And when the opportunity therefore arises of being able to meet with a group interested in learning something about Torah, I feel it my privilege and my duty as one who teaches Torah and loves to do so to spend some time at it. We have gathered here this evening to discuss, as Rabbi Rabinowitz has pointed out, the question of whether there can be a Kriyus Yomtiv for the Nisim that have taken place in our day, or whether there cannot be a Kriyus Yomtiv. The background material that was sent out together with the invitation to this gathering this evening is, to my mind, somewhat misleading, because it proposes that the yontiv is amidah de memele, that is the traditional response, which would make it appear that my purpose is merely to discuss how yomtivim are created, but that there is a yomtiv, there's no doubt about it. But that's quite misleading. It is not so. That in itself is the question that has to be discussed. Whether the nisim that have taken place in Klal Yisroel, whether it be in the Six-Day War, whether it be in the Melchemes HaShichrur, or other nisim that we hope Be'ezer Hashem will as yet take place, whether these nisim make it possible for us to declare a Yom Tov in Klal Yisroel for the observance of these nisim, similar to the Tershume Nise of, let us say, Hanukkah or Purim, or whether it does not become ground for Kriyus Yomtiv. That is the question involved. Now, this question is one that has a wide range. The overrange of this problem involves a great deal of halachic sources and references that, in order to do justice to the topic, it really should have been discussed in a class wishing to study halacha, to go through the various sources, the various gemores involved in the problem. And after such a discussion in the depth of the halacha, then there should have followed a more or less popularizing of what had been discussed in the halacha class. But since this is not so, so we will have, in some form, we will have to take both these considerations into mind and try, through some random thoughts on the topic, as we proceed along the evening, to arrive at some conclusions on the problem. I would like to point out that I'm grateful that the topic was broached to me, because for me it's been a nachas ruach, da reile bedurgeton etliche shugis hagimore, und ich bin gekommen zu a sache dusche teire gelegt der Ibrastel. That in itself is worthwhile. But I'm very sorry that it will be impossible for me to share with you the major portion of this nachas that is mine. The problem at hand involves two specific elements. One is the element of the Gemara in Psochim, that of the saying of Hallel upon the occasion of a nes that occurs in the life of Klal Yisroi. And the other element is that of the Gemara in Megillah of a Kviyus Yomtif upon the occasion of a nes, which naturally involves also the many yom tevim that are mentioned in the Megillas Kainis, which is a braise of Chazal that records various yom tevim that had been set up by Chazal, by the rabbis of the Mishneh, because of various nisim that took place in the life of Klal Yisroel at specific times, historic occasions, that they felt did call for Tvius Yom Tov. And naturally it involves also the problem of Nes as such. How should a Jew react to the occasion of Nisim in the life of Klal Yisroel? Now, as far as Nisim are concerned and the reaction of the Jew, this is the Mishnah in Brochus and the Gemara in Brochus, that even an individual who lived through a Nes is obligated to remember that fact and to recite a Brocha upon it whenever he arrives at the place where this Nes took place. And he must recite a Brocha Boruch Sho'oso Li Nes Bamokei Mazit. And that is an obligation that remains his continually, and also Bnei Ben Bnei, his son and his grandchild. To that extent is it felt that the Nes is experienced, or rather the remembrance of the Nes is experienced in the life of an individual, that the grandchild of that person also feels something of the inspiration of that Nes when he arrives at a place where he feels that my grandfather had Nes. Here he met with God and saw the Chesodim of Hashem Yisborach. That's for an individual. If the Nes involves Nisei Aviseinu, if you see Yamsuf, Maboris Hayarden, Nahal Arnon, and various other places where Nisim took place in the life of Klal Yisroi, so it's incumbent upon every Jew when he arrives there to recite a bracha, Boruch Sho'oso Nisim La'aviseinu Bamokei Mazeh. And that naturally we understand is perpetual. There's no such thing as Nisim La'aviseinu that involves only three generations. It remains L'netzach Metzorit. This is part of the historic experience of Klal Yisroel as such. And whenever we arrive at this specific place where the Nes took place, we must, to that extent, relive that inspiration of Chasdei Hashem. And it is incumbent upon us to recite the Brochet, to express thereby the fact that we feel that we are recipients of Chasdei Hashem. To remain indifferent is a chet. Told us to clear. What is a Nes of Klal Yisroel also is a problem in halacha, whether it involves merely a tzibur as such, or whether it has to involve all of Klal Yisrael. And then if it is an individual who occupies a post of leadership in the life of Klal Yisrael as a whole, a ish mitzuyon, that becomes a Klal Yisraelness. There are various problems involved in this. And certainly if it involves a kehile, not the entire Klal Yisrael, but a kehile in Israel, which is central in the entire life of Klal Yisrael as a people, it certainly means an S of Klal Yisrael, there's no question at all. And in speaking about Klal Yisrael, does it involve Klal Yisrael as a whole, both in Eretz Yisrael and the Tfutzeis, the gross countries? Or does it involve Klal Yisrael only in Eretz Yisrael? Fundin Meisteris, with the Mishne Bruder Pasten, the Bir Aloche, and all the Mekadim that he quotes from, that it means it involves all of Klal Yisrael as such, not merely a Kehile in Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't make anything a mess of Klal Yisrael. But if it is a mess in Eretz Yisrael that is central to the life of the people as a whole, there's no difference naturally between that and an Ish Mitzuyot, one outstanding representative individual who is the leader of Klal Yisrael, one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. A mess to him is a mess of Klal Yisrael. So the very fact alone that the Mishnah states that it's a din, that he will get passed on Kemachlekesn, without any doubts at all, that it is incumbent that we make a broche. This means that you cannot remain indifferent to Nisim of Hashem Yisborach. Now, the question involved is, there the din is, you cannot remain indifferent, and therefore the place of the ness must arouse some reaction in the individual. How about the time of the ness? The time when it took place? It's not incumbent upon one, if he doesn't arrive at the place of the ness, and the year goes by, and he arrives at the date in time when this ness took place, to recite the bracha. It isn't so. In other words, the dean recognizes the fact that association with the place of the ness has a greater impression upon the nefesh, upon the soul of the Jew, upon the person involved, and upon the Klal Yisrael when it involves Klal Yisrael, and it should demand some reaction. But when he's not involved with the place, he's not associated with the place of the action, with the place of the ness, he's associated with the date, with the time alone, that does not place any obligation upon him. Which is the obligation of Heideh, to express thankfulness to Hashem Yisborach for Nisim and for Chsod. But there's another question involved. Does the fact that one is a recipient of Chasdei Hashem, one has enjoyed Chasdei Hashem in the form of Ness, does it make it incumbent upon him to seek to make the time of the Ness a date of importance in his life? Shall there be a tvius to make this a day of the Ness? Shall this be declared a Yom HaNes to be celebrated in one form or another, and in that manner to receive the term Yontif? It should become a Yontif. This is a new problem. Tvius Yontif. First, whether it's necessary to do so, is a chayvat eden azichitor? Does Ness obligate the Jew to declare Tvius Yontif so that the Ness be remembered by date in time, just as it is incumbent upon us to be responsive to the Nes by meeting the place of the Nes? Or is there no such being, such chiyuv? And if it is a chiyuv, if there is such a being, that a yomtiv must be declared, what is the form of that yomtiv? What is to be done in that yomtiv? Is part of the yomtiv to be hallowed? How is the hallow to be recited? Those are eight problemen that have to be discussed. Now, in reference to the necessity for the tvius of the yomtiv, in other words, whether there is a chayv that we must set up a yomtiv, the umichuyev to make yomim tevik, that the halacha states nowhere. There's no ground in the deen for such a chiyuv. Absolutely not. Ten chiyuv mitoach ha'idin as a muz machna yomtev at nisi. Question is, a muz echshanit, can he make a yomtev for nisi? Can he declare a yomtev for nisi? Can he add to the yomim tevim that exists in Torah and that exists in Chazal, with Rabbono, and make new yomim tevim? May not be incumbent upon it. He may not be asked as and duty bound that he must do so, but out of appreciation for Chaz B'Hashem, having enjoyed Chaz B'Hashem, he feels that it is not sufficient for him to be yetzi with the Birkas Hodeah. Is it permissible to create a yomtiv? And if it is permissible, what form shall that yomtiv take? Now, we know that Chazal added to the yomim tevim of Torah. One yomtiv that was added was Purim, and then there's Baal Tzayim. And the other yomtiv that was added was Chanukah. Those are Yomim Tevim from Chazal. We'll soon get to the Yomim Tevim of Megillas Tainis. But these two Yomim Tevim, when the Yom Tev of Purim was created, and that is Medivre Kabbalah, it's not a simple Derabbanan, even though it's not Torah, because it's not in Chamisha Chumsha Torah, it wasn't given on Sinai, yet it is more than a Derabbanan. It's Divrei Kabbalah. It has the authority of Nevuah. It was given through the power and the Ruach HaKodesh of Nevi. Because at the time of the Nes Purim, Nevuah was still existent in Klal Yisrael. So it was Divrei Kabbalah. And yet, when Esther asked Tishvuni Leberes, she asked that she be included in the Tishvei HaKodesh. We're not talking there about a yomtiv, but the fact alone to be included in Tishvei HaKodesh, to be written and become a part of the Tishvei HaKodesh of Tshuvim, that Megillas Esther gave the sanctity of the other portions of Tshuvim, Tishvuni Ledeiros, that also became a great problem for the Bezdins of Yisrael, whether such a thing can be done. Because the setup of Tshuvim is also Torah. And you cannot haphazardly decide that they're going to add a new Sefer to Tshuvim and it will become part of canonization. Stechmer and Helik. That's also Torah. And it calls for a das business of Yisrael to declare whether this can be so or it cannot be so. This is a risate in Tishvei HaKodesh. And you cannot, merely by wish or whimsy or fancy, decide that you're going to add to Tishvei HaKodesh. What's it going to give out? What does it give out? Tishvei HaKodesh are as they were given. Beyond that, you cannot add. And the question arises here whether this is as was given. Is it inclusive in Torah in the form of Tshuvim, or is it not inclusive? Hier is gewen een grote probleem bij Chazal. These men is about gerest. Until they finally arrive at the conclusion through a remiss of a portion in Teire that this is not a hisofe, cannot be considered a hisofe upon Teire upon Kshuvi. And in that manner, Megillas Esther becomes Tisvei HaKadosh. Although this is not the opinion of all of Chazal, but as it passed in here, when Esther is Tisvei HaKadosh. The problem then arose, there is Yotev in this Tisvei HaKadosh, Nishkorim V'Nahasim, that these days, Kimu V'Kiblu Aleim HaYehudim, V'Azaro, Nishkorim V'Nahasim, that this becomes a Yotev from year to year, with a specific observance, Kriyas HaMegillah, a new mitzvah to read the Megillah, and the new mitzvahs of Mishleach Mones, Matonis Le'Evgeni, the complete observance and the Suda of Purim of this Yom Kippur. The central focal point of the Yom Kippur naturally is the Kriyas HaMegillah, this mitzvah. And when we speak of Purim and its mitzvah, we speak always of the Kriyas HaMegillah. Those are the Oktaich from the Yom Kippur. It's the Yom Kippur of Kriyas HaMegillah. Around this central focal point, we have also these various mitzvahs of Mishte, the Simche, Mishleach Mones, Umatonis Levgin. So Chazal say that in all the days of Nevi'im, as long as Nevu'ah existed in Klal Yisroel, they detracted nothing from Torah, nor did they add anything to Torah. No mitzvah was added, except Megillah. Megillah was added to Torah by Nevi'im, because as we said, in the days of Megillah of the Nes, we still had Nevu'ah. And it was through Nevu'ah that the Yom Tov was declared. And again, it's not simple. Why? How did the Novi have the power to declare even a Yom Tov that is not Torah Mi-Sinai and never was meant to be considered a Yom Tov of Torah, but a new Yom Tov of a Novi? Even that, how could the Novi add it to Torah? We have a rule, Eila HaMitzvahs Einovi Lashay Lachadish Dover Me'ato. With the close of Torah, of Matan Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisroel, there can no longer be new mitzvahs, no matter what type of an authority the mitzvah carries. Even if it's not invested with the authority of Sinai, there cannot be new mitzvahs. What do we mean when we say a mitzvah? We mean something that is to be continued midor l'dor. Something that's an aror show for 1 year, for 2 years, lizman, that's not a mitzvah. But to declare a mitzvah means that this should become a chayva l'dor. This is a new mitzvah in Klal Yisroel. And nobody has no power for that. And the problem again is my dosh. Where did they take their Torah authority to create this prophetic mitzvah? Not a Sinaitic mitzvah. A prophetic mitzvah. But it becomes a mitzvah. A new mitzvah. Where did the Novi take the power for it? And Chazal say, I'm going to be sure of the Levi, that they had a Kol Vachema. Ma'ama Abdus Lecheirus, just as Klal Yisroel Alkiyas Yamsu, when they went forth from bondage to freedom, and the Nes was that type of Gula, Abdus Lecheirus, bondage to freedom, that was sufficient to create a Shiro, and the Shiro is the telling of the mess that had taken place. Is me modest lechaim, Rukoshi. So we have authority in Torah for that type of a mitzvah. And this authority was declared by the Bezdin of the day to be sufficiently strong to be able to understand that in this mitzvah that is now to be created, we do not have something new. It is not lechadesh. He has ground for it in Sinaitic Torah. It is, so to speak, an embellishment of the novi of Divrei Taboreh upon that which already exists within the framework of Torah Nisinai. So therefore, it cannot be considered lechadesh. That's the Gemara. Now, within the framework of that problem and its answer, there is involved another problem. Suppose the Novi does not have the power to create a mitzvah. Any Novi l'ashoi l'chadish. And it is done. Is there a chet involved? This is a difference of opinion among Talmudic authorities. The Ramban is of the opinion that in such a case, where the Novi does not have the right to create a mitzvah, and he should do so, so the creation of the mitzvah is considered baltoisif. The opinion of the Rambam is an opinion in the din also of the Rambam, not in reference to this problem of Novi, but in general, whether creating a new mitzvah after Torah, to creating a new obligation, is that also part of the issue of Baltoisif or not? Most authorities are of the opinion, the Rashba, the Ravid, many like them, that Baltoisif is only an Israel upon an individual in the manner in which he performs a mitzvah of Torah. Torah zok 4 tzitzis and he wears 5. He changes the form of the mitzvah. Or 3, he changed the form of the mitzvah. That's Baltoisif or Baltigra. In the body of Torah, he created a change. But to add a mitzvah is no change in Torah. Because the Tariag mitzvahs are not changed, they remain what they are. And no individual can create another mitzvah should become part of Torah. He can't do it anyway. So there's no change here involved. So their opinion is that it has nothing whatsoever to do with the problem of Baltesif at all. Fucking stomach Baltesif. But the Rambam Shita is that to add a mitzvah, not merely a mitzvah. Chazal said, for instance, Mitochet Mechal Shabbos, I'm speaking the Torah. Kumtzi Chazal, and they say that you have to have a Levit. And where do you have a native? Even in such places where, according to Sinai law, there is no Easter to carry out from one place to another. But the Rabbanim create an Easter and say that you need an Eilat for that. So the Rambam says that the only way that they can create such a deen is to declare that this is Midrabbanim. Make no mistake. We're not adding new deen. We're only building a fence around the law. But if they should set this up and want to give it Torah authority, even though you can't, it can't receive Torah authority. But the fact alone that they declare it in that manner, that in itself is also Baltesif. In other words, to add new mitzvahs is also Baltesif. As even Rambam Shita. This Shita, this opinion in Din, is also the opinion of the Ramban. And therefore the Ramban says that since even the Novi has been limited in his powers, a Novi l'ashoi l'chadish, you are not permitted as a Novi to create a new mitzvah. So if the Novi should overstep his bounds and want to create a new mitzvah and say, I have been commanded to tell you that henceforth you are to do so and so, this becomes Baltoisif. And in another parashim, in Re'ei,
The Rambam goes so far as to say that he becomes a Novi Sheker and his highest Chenek. Because since the Torah said, Ein Novi Rashoy Lechadish, so we realize that if he says, I receive through prophecy a new mikveh, this is Sheker. And he's a Novi Sheker. So even though he's declared a Novi Sheker, and we know that the mikveh is worthless, but if this mikveh should be accepted, this becomes Baal Tosif. Where is the Baal Tosif? Not in the act of the mitzvah, but in creating the chiyuv of the mitzvah, adding to the duties of a Jew beyond what Torah said, that becomes Baal Tosif. This is the Ramban's shita. Naturally, according to the Ramban and the Rambam, and it seems that the Ritva also is of that opinion, the question involved in the Gemara and Megillah, where the Gemara asks, my Dorush, how were they able to create a new Yontif, is not merely where did the Novi get the power, but if such a thing should exist, Chas V'Sholem, either the Sa'is or Gomer, it is about Tosif. So how is this possible? So we must find grounds for the Nevuah, and once we find grounds for the Nevuah, therefore it's no longer Baal Tosif. So we found the Kal V'Chomer. And since the Kal V'Chomer is one of the hermeneutical rules by which Torah itself is deductible, by which we create Torah within Torah itself, therefore we have grounds for the mitzvah, and it's no longer Mechadish. And since the Novi is no longer Mechadish, he has power to create it. Therefore, there's no Baal Tosif according to the Ramban. According to the Shitas of the Raivad and all those who hold his opinion, that Baal Tosif is not involved in the very first place. So the question in the Gemara was not my Dosh. There is an Iser, there's no Iser. But the question is on the Novi himself. Since this is Divrei Nevuah, and we accept it as Divrei Kabbalah, how could the Novi have created a new mitzvah? There is no such Divrei Kabbalah. There is no power of Nevuah for that. So where was the power of the Novi to create this mitzvah? This is the question involved. Even though there would be no Iser if we accept that mitzvah without the power of the Novi. But how does it receive the power and the authority of Divrei Kabbalah? So then we find Kal V'Chomer. Now let us examine a little bit further. Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is, as we said, one of the rules of Torah. Kal V'Chomer is the Araisa. Anything deducted within Torah by the rule of Kal V'Chomer is in itself considered Sinaitic. Shitayr Mamish. So why isn't Megillah the Araisa? So Megillah should be the Araisa, not the Rabbah. Why isn't it so? It's not as simple as we would think. That this Kal V'Chomer is not a true Kal V'Chomer for some reason or other. It was only sufficient to have this Kal V'Chomer in what we call an asmachta, enough to give the power to the Novi, not to be considered a mechadish. His mitzvah, which is his and never can become a daraisa, still there was enough power in this Kal V'Chomer to remove it from the sphere of chidush al yedei Novi. Nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. Just as in Kisvuni Lederes, that we had in the writing and in becoming part of Kisvi HaKadosh, which also does not involve any Sinaitic deen, any Torah deen, and yet it needs the authority of Ksuvim. So we find there also a remes in a posuk in Torah to be able to create this. The Ramban himself calls this a remes. So also this Kal V'Chomer is a remes. And now we'll try to understand a bit more why it cannot be more than a remes. It couldn't possibly be anything more than that. Omru Shiro Alayon, is the basis for Megillah. Nu hat ihr wen gehört von einer Mitzvah, als er jede Mechuhe auf so ein Schiele alle Jahr. No such Mitzvah. There is no such Mitzvah. Meister Rabbeinu hat auch gesagt Schiele für alle Deres. Und wir sagen, jetzt wir sagen Schiele, we never say Schiele again. We read it in the Torah as part of the Mitzvah, the Rabbonah of Kriyas HaTorah. But there is no Mitzvah of saying Schiele once a year. Todah that. Chapel. We are learning from here that there is a mitzvah of saying the Megillah annually. And we learn to spun a note which was gesucht, ain't no one forget. So how is that possible? In our territories, the mitzvah is the Novi. The Novi, the Chadish given a mitzvah. But it's stay in Gemara. Hey, Sifu, they added nothing except Megillah, but Megillah they added. If this had become their life, it wouldn't be a Yisopit, either the Tere. The Alz Din was a Bezden Lent Alish from Kal Vachema. This was a Yisopit. But as we explained, the question is, where is the power of the Novi to create this Yisopit? For that it is sufficient to find the instance in Tere of Shiro Alayom Bishat Anes, which indicates that there is a ground for speaking of the Nes, not merely when you come to the place of the Nes to recite a broche, but to speak of the Nes. Speak of the Nes, we could have spoken of it in the days of Achashverosh and Farfik. The Novi Gezucht name, talk of it continually. Why the Novi decided that we should talk of the Nes of Puri continually, not of the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf and Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is Nitun's a problem. We might find reasons, we might not find reasons. It's not our problem, we're not involved in that. We see only here one thing, that to declare the Yom Tov is a Yisofe, is a Chidush. And not every Nes calls for that type of Yisofe. Even the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, upon which this Din of Megillah is built, did not bring forth a mitzvah of repeating the Kriya, of Kriyas Ashir, even that Ness itself. Now, let's go to Chanukah.
What?
Now, let's go to Chanukah. In Chanukah, Rashi mentions, after all, this was also a Yisofet, so Rashi, it's a Yisofet. Rashi, but it was after Nevi'im. In Yemei HaShmonoyim, there was no more Nevu'ah. So therefore, since there's no Nevu'ah, it's not mentioned here, we're talking about Yisofet, how you be Nevi'im. But a Yisofet there was. And the question is, so where do they have the right? If the Novi has no right to be Mechadish, where do Chazal, a business of Yisroel, without the power of prophecy, where can they be Mechadshim? So Marshaw points out that they must have had also droshes. What were the droshes? Not our business. Falosach of Chazals in Yipunin HaDrosh. They found droshes for it. The Ramban in Baleishko mentions one of those droshes in Torah itself, upon which they built again the Remes. And you need no more than the Remes in order to create that Yontev, that it should not be considered Meisi Falatir, which according to the Ramban would have been Balteisi. On the Ramban, it's not Balteisi, but it has no power, it's no mitzvah. Shigotish becomes nothing of it. So where do you get the power to create mitzvah? You must have a drosha. The Ritvo says differently, that the very same Kal Vachomer is the basis for Chanukah. Chanukah was also Mimovis Lechayim. It seems from Mashur that he doesn't consider that a Movis Lechayim, because no one told him that they can't remain living. Now, it's a Yizok, Zeres Hadas. You can't observe Torah, but if you want to assimilate, you can remain living. It is the given a Zeres Ruchnis, not a Misa Lechayim. The Ritvo, Zokhtin, Ali, Gabbachiten, Yehorek, Mal, Yava, so that I might have not been Zorah. That the Ruchmin is starving, it is my Misa Lechayim. So we have here another question involved, whether this is Misa Lechayim or it's not Misa Lechayim. Yehei Meisa Tam Shehi, But every drabuna must also, in order to create a mitzvah, lederes, so the drabuna must also have some remes, my dosh. Where did they find the remes of authority? In the body of Torah, of Sinaitic Torah, to create a new mitzvah. Now, eigentlich in the mitzvah from Shiras Hayom, which is the Sipur HaNes, why did they have to learn this from Shiras Hayom? So I'm facing, she says in the Tehillim on the Sabbath, that you have to repeat them annually. The Gavdol Mitzvah Chachir Yedin Yor. So why do you have to talk about Shiras Hayom, which happened once and never again? Learn it from this mitzvah. The Torah said, me avdus lecheres. You must repeat annually at a certain date what took place and tell the nisim. So the same thing here, me mavus lechay. Zetem from the Gemara klor, am yezayim keim b'za mishne. Sator is the maise. Leman to sater is not sipur anis. Who is the answer, maise? Vali, in the course of the evening, gedut and do the nisim eich. Leman to sape is another type of mitzvah altogether. Once a year, you should impress upon your child, Hitzirucho Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim, Onechi Avayi Elekech Asher Etzisicho. You must learn the lesson of Emune with your child. And the learn the Chagansho, Teiru Mitzvahs, there's one specific date in the Jewish calendar where the father must spend time specifically and directly for the lesson of Emunah as such. So this is a new mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of teaching Emunah to the child. There is a Berei and his Mashgiach al Klal Yisroel. This is the mitzvah principle that is Mitzrayim. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegili. Kishum Shaitas Nebede. Kriyas HaMegili is Sipur HaNes. Nicht lernen Emune. Aber am nächsten Tag ist euch Emune ist. Betrocknet viel nicht, man am meinen Bashem. But the content of the mitzvah is Sipur HaNes. Where do we find a mitzvah with the content of Sipur HaNes in Torah? Das ist Shiras Hayom. Trash af anot. Shiras Hayom contains within it Goy Goy by what? What's the Shevach of the Shira? Kliyas Hashu. We speak about the Kliyas Hayom. Mitzrayim went in, we went out, ausding bestitten der Schirr. Is me meile, sipri zies Mitzrayim, hot nit kin scheiches mit dem, sa besünder wien, fun, Shira Sayom. Und Shira Sayom was a one-time thing, and did not become a mitzvah of Sipur Shira Sayom. And yet we learn from that, that there is authority to speak of the Sipur Anes, and since we can speak of Sipur HaNes, we may create a Yom Tov around it. Who's the end of it? Heint am Zehen, du hast a Rüst von dem. I doch gefrug. Jeder Nes, was passiert bei ihm, when we go through Nisi, mi moves lechai, we have an authority in that Tal Vachem, to be able to create a Yom Tov. We can speak of the Nes, and around the Nes to create a Yomtev. The Yomtev of telling of the Nes. It doesn't have to necessarily be telling of the Nes. It can be, according to the Ritvo, Ner Chanukah. If the Nes remind us of the Nes, that's also considered Sipur HaNes. So we can create a date. This is the time that the Nes took place. And through some form that we will give it, this becomes the secret of that list. And the authority for it is the Yom Tov Megillah with the Kal Vachema. According to Masho, it would become a bit difficult. According to Masho, there were special drushes for the authority of Hanukkah. It didn't become part of that Kal Vachema. It wasn't part of the Kal Vachema. So we have to always decide whether the list that's taking place can be included in the Gemara and Megillah, or it cannot be included in the Gemara and Megillah. And if it can't be included and you have to find a drash for it, you should say a bitter dan. Da haben wir schon den gefunden, a drash. Und a drash gefunden, das können wir schon in time. We don't have any business with the power of finding a drashing tailor. That's finished. No more. But if Kal V'chomer, it alone is sufficient. So that Kal V'chomer exists as a basis in Halacha, that wherever you have a nes of modus l'chaim, therefore you can create a yontif. That's the remedy. You need no more. Status in this book. You don't know that some safer is a chen or ibroch. The some safer says that any time a nes happens in the life of an individual, in the life of an individual kihile, that kihile is permitted to create a yontif to commemorate that nes from year to year. Alein al zara makreim, for as he passed in the mug avro, una brinke se fna muke, fun frier dike maram al shakar, as he can design. And the basis for it, the Chassam Sefer says, is this gemara in Megillah. But therefore, we have to have zokta alamol modus l'chaim. Because if it's not that type of a nes, so we don't have the basis for the yom. There's no Kal V'chomer. But if it's mimodus l'chaim, is when Aminod was sitting, Amizol as a ton, and he tells the fact that he, as a native of Frankfurt the Main, observed a certain Purim of Frankfurt because of a nes that took place in Frankfurt many years before him, but it was Alein Valzaro. And he also relates the fact that his Rebbe at Nusnagla, going in the Tzadik, also observed this yontif of Purim the Frankfurt, based upon this Gemara in Megillah. Those are some safe. Now the Chassam Sefer does not discuss the problem of Al-Pesev at all. He wasn't even bothered by this. So I'm going to get legging in cops again, clear as often as I've said. Now, why didn't you talk about Al-Pesev? What he was bothered with was a completely different question. She noch nicht as he push it, and we can machen yom in Tehrin. Om Al-Pesev. Um mi di gimori mi gire, he noch hausen as he push it. We know that there is a complete seder of yom in Tehrin in Megillah Steinish. That Chazal and Kevei given Yomim Tevim besides Chanukah and besides Purim, Yomim Tevim for various types of meeting that took place on various occasions that brought forth Emunah in Hashem Yisborak, and through the Nes we saw Chazdei Hashem. So it's a Megillas kindness for those meeting, and those Yomim Tevim were without any active mitzvah, no mitzvahs I say. How was it observed? Some of them the Lele Mispit, not to make a spadim on that day. Some the Lele Isanure, not to have Kaneshim. And some both Lele Mispit, the Lele Isanure. That was the type of the observance. Beyond that, there was no observance. In Kinhalo, Nigirin Kimitzvichesis, Chesa, Mer Mikvidos in Rale. That was the only thing done. And the mother says in Rosh Hashanah, and as they passed in a meal, a bottle of Megillah Steinis. That after the Churban, Megillah Steinis became bottle. We don't observe these Yom Tovim anymore because it became as man able. In other words, without the Mikdash, Klal Yisrael finds itself in such a situation where they cannot feel the elation of a Yontif. A Yontif that Abonin of Megillah Steinis just can't take them. It's both from Megillah Steinis. They're not in position to be able to live through a yom tov. Except Chanukah and Purim. Purim is divrei kabbalah. It is a halber deraisa. So that's a different remnus hanefesh that all the churbanos cannot remove a Jew from. Just as he becomes elated in his Shabbos and in his Yom Tov of Pesach, which they should go to him in Yom Kippur, in Rosh Hashanah, regardless of all the avilas that he's living through, or that he is Purim. Dibre Kabbalah is an andazach. Chanukah matters, says the Gemara. So what's in Chanukah? So the Gemara says, according to what Rashi says, an interesting thing. Das ist in Absazi, allein im Yiddish im Leben, mit der Potter werden von dir. Absazi Yiddish. Yiddish, Salavatlo. Mishumanes. Since it's a mitzvah, not only the mitzvah is anoyed, but Jews participated actively in observing this Yom Tov. mit gezündetem Licht jeden Jahr. That created the inspiration. A passive attitude is lost. Mit Fasten, mit so einem kleinen Spähling, mal der ganze Leben, das wie gestern. Selbst die tolle Sache. But a Junker that has an active mitzvah in it became so much part of the body of Klal Yisrael. And we tell you it mevatels and the Junker because of the mitzvah, the Junker must remain a Junker. With the mitzvah, the Leni Sanoi. So you didn't read about the Gemara saying, Zind liegt und so gespeitet. So the Gemara says, no. Must go together. So the Gemara saying, the mevatels and the mitzvah? I said, tell you it's not that. The Gemara says, it's impossible. Mich will es am Mitzvah, das Summe nicht, und so trage ich, ich jetzt schon erwarte. Was meint das? Just as a der Reise is so much part of the inner being of a Jew, that no Avelis can remove him from it, so also Chanukah, which has the active observance of Hadlokas Haneir, becomes part of the inner being of Klal Yisrael, and no Avelis can remove him from it. Und das ist die zwei Jungen Teile. All other Yom Tovim that had passive mitzvahs, bottle, exist no more. And the Gemara says that now that we say bottle Megillas Tainis, you cannot create any new Yom Tovim. Because if the old ones are no longer valid, certainly you can't give validity to something new. He's a Vibor. Therefore, the Pechodesh, they can ganz fine learn, says that the Mogen Avraham is wrong. The Malam al-Shakar is wrong. You can't create an individual Purim. Even if the Purim should involve active mitzvahs. Romash is talking to say, Chanukah? No. Because the Gemara says that even Chanukah should have become Bokel. It's only that since we lived through it before the Bikel, so you can't be Mevatel anymore. It's become part of Klal Yisrael. But today to be able to create a new Yom Tov, even with a mitzvah of active, of mitzvah saseh, cannot be done. It's a foolish gemara. So the king of the world is not as a zach, and we shall hang mach in yom tov. Klar, as it passed into the dinner, king king Purim is not as a king of Meishas is not as a. It all got passed. The Sam Sefer, time it, and the subsidies, and the same door, through me even 200 years, and the chas mishol and tongue getting shas, those can't have the love, man. Amolik did it in a given as a Zach, as a Yidzo, ton of his mitzvahs, giving the Gemur, and given height is in another site. Aber Amolik did it in the business. Am it getorn a mitzvah, grad dois halten in din. Was tam hier zu betrachten, ton mitzvahs, du am Teil. Wie kommen wir denn as a Zach? Und was tut mir noch, er bringt es nicht. Man weiß doch, dass er durchbringt es. Die Schuhe ist der Rambam, aber der Rambam hat die ganze eigene Purim. Klibanes ist in die Gesehen. Und der Rambam passt noch Bottle mit ihres Steinis. Wie tut mir? Die dritte sagt, das haben Sefer in die Saar, das ist uns nicht wichtig, das war Schier, was man da oben sagt, der Einzel drin, an Gewalt in der Welt. So der Maschkonnes hat worden, das man wisst. Why must we know the Maschkonnes hat worden? Because this Sam Sefer is quoted incorrectly by all those who deal with this problem, either willingly or unwittingly, I don't know why, but it's quoted incorrectly, it's misleading and inaccurate. The Maschkona of the Sam Sefer is that Botla Megillas Tainis refers only to a Yomtev of all of Klal Yisroel, not a Ness of all of Klal Yisroel. A Yomtev of all of Klal Yisroel, that's called Mitzvahs and Hayomtev. That cannot be anymore. Das kann es sein, dass Klal Yisroel ist ein Avelis. Das kann es sein, dass es wie ist aber ein Yomtev Proti? Der Rambam hat his Yomtev, sein Purim. Ashtot Frankfurt had its Purim. This has nothing to do with the Gemara. He forget. Shvar Kabbalah Livar Mitzvah. Aid Lech Tiberanes. So even under the big Avelis of Tzara Migdash, still he feels the specific chesed that he has received from Hashem Yisborach. And he feels inclined and obligated to give voice and expression to the rest that he's lived through. He just walked into the Gemara. Doesn't. So an individual Yom Tov is not included in that Gemara. But to make a Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael, either Prechodesh, either Sazen, right Sazen, to add, and therefore the Maram al-Shakal is not talking about a Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael. He's talking about individual Purims. But The Pri Chodosh is right to the extent that to create a Yom Tov similar to the Yom Tov of Megillas Pais, that is all-inclusive, that cannot be. Those are the Mashkone for some Seder. Clearly. Now, it's necessary for us to point out something else. Even if we should say that we could create today a Yom Tov, who is the creator of the Yom Tov?